This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong police arrested a former senior journalist with the Apple Daily newspaper at the international airport on Sunday night on a suspected national security charge as he tried to leave the city, according to local media. It would be the seventh staffer at the pro-democracy Apple Daily to be arrested on national security grounds in recent weeks. The popular Hong Kong tabloid was forced to close following a raid by several hundred police on its headquarters June 17th and the freezing of key assets and bank accounts. It printed its last edition just days ago on Thursday. Authorities say dozens of the paper's articles may have violated a China-imposed national security law, the first instance of authorities taking aim at media reports under the legislation. Critics of the law, introduced last June, say it has been used to suppress freedoms in the former British colony. The Hong Kong Journalists Association, reacting to reports of the airport arrest, condemned the police for targeting journalists again and asked them to explain the incident. The founder of Apple Daily, Jimmy Lai, has been in prison since December 2020 for violating the national security law, and in April he was sentenced to 14 additional months in prison for organizing illegal protests. Apple Daily's publisher said that with Lai in prison, seven executives arrested under the national security law and its financial assets frozen, it was impossible to continue publishing. The closure of Apple Daily was met with international condemnation, including from U.S. President Joe Biden. He said on Thursday, quote, "Beijing must stop targeting the independent press." You can follow this story and all the stories that we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download to your mobile device. This is VOA News. At least 15 people were burned alive or shot dead in a horrific attack in central Burundi after armed men blocked off a road and started killing travelers, according to security sources on Sunday. The ambush on Saturday night mirrors similar attacks staged in the East African country last year. Armed men barricaded a road with boulders and sprayed bullets into vehicles. They also poured petrol and set two buses on fire, burning the passengers alive. In what one witness said were scenes of horror. At least 13 people were torched alive and at least two shot dead, according to witnesses and a local official. Moscow on Sunday recorded the worst daily coronavirus death toll so far for a Russian city, as countries across the Asia-Pacific region extended or reimposed restrictions to tackle fresh waves of infections. The pandemic has now killed close to 4 million people across the world. But vaccination drives have brought down infection numbers in many wealthy countries though the Delta strain of the virus remains a concern. The variant is now in 85 countries and is the most contagious of any COVID-19 strain identified, according to the World Health Organization. Russia as a whole has seen an explosion of new infections since mid-June. They've been driven by the Delta variant. This dramatic rise in cases comes as officials in Moscow are pushing vaccine-skeptical Russians to get inoculated after lifting most antivirus restrictions late last year. A group of Iranian lawmakers are working on a draft bill that could further restrict access to the internet. This, according to a reformist newspaper reporting on Sunday, the bill calls for organizing social media and the banning of virtual private networks or VPN software used widely by Iranians to bypass internet restrictions. It also blocks and blocks imposed on several social media websites. This also according to the local newspaper. Internet users say there are concerns over the draft bill proposed by some conservative lawmakers who hold the majority in parliament and have done since 2020. Instagram and WhatsApp are the only social media services available in Iran. Facebook, Twitter, and Telegram are officially banned. And North Korean state media showed video of an unidentified Pyongyang resident saying everyone in the country is heartbroken over leader Kim Jong-un's apparent weight loss. This rare public comment on Kim's health on tightly controlled state media comes after foreign analysts noted in early June that the autocratic leader, who is believed to be 37 years old, appeared to have lost a noticeable amount of weight. The broadcast provided no details on what might have led to the weight loss. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News. We'll be right back.